Hey, I had a quick favor to ask you if you're listening to this particular episode. Can you do us a favor and go over to iTunes and rate us and subscribe and review us on iTunes? That would be amazing. We would really appreciate that. That really helps us more than you know, and that would just be a tremendous help for us if you were just to rate us and review us and subscribe to us on iTunes. So before we start the show, I want to let you guys know that this show is brought to you by the Extreme Health Academy. If you haven't checked it out yet, let me give you a free, actually at the end of the show, I'll give you a free 14-day trial. So if you go to extremehealthacademy.com, you can learn more about what it is. But basically, it is monthly courses and educational and inspiring content for you to take your health to the next level. So if you want to live to your 150 like I do, or if you want to overcome any kind of health challenge you have, there is a community of thousands of people inside the Extreme Health Academy already there, inspiring and sharing insights with each other how to do that. And so every month we release monthly courses that you get to vote on. We have Extreme Health Challenges every single month where we give away prizes to the Academy members. We have Q&A sessions. We have all kinds of empowering live content for you to take your health to new levels and get the exact education you need to overcome any kind of health issue you might have. So just want to let you know about the extremehealthacademy.com. Also, this podcast is brought to you by our store. If you haven't checked out our store lately, it is an amazing place with amazing products like the Relax Far Infrared Sauna, the Biomat, which I love, love, love the crystal Biomat that uses far infrared technology. We've got the Magnetico mattress pad. We've got the IMRS 2000 PEMF device that I lay on every single day. We've got the Rapid Release. We've got Symbiotica DHA. We've got the Bellicon Rebounders to help improve your lymphatic system. We've got Qigong, which I do every single day. We've got the Soul CBD oils and the Barf World dog food, raw dog food for your pups. This is an incredible place. So make sure to check out our store and peruse the website and purchase any of your products from our store. And that would help support the show. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Extreme Health Radio. Super excited you're here. My name is Justin Stellman, the co-host of Extreme Health Radio. Normally, my wife, Kate, is on the show, but she is not available today. So I want to let you know this is episode 571. So we're going to make all the show notes and all the links and all the resources and all that good stuff. If you go to extremehealthradio.com/571. You can get access to all of that. So today is going to be an awesome show. We got Dr. V on the show, Dr. Veronique Desaigne, and she wrote a book called Heal Breast Cancer Naturally, 7 Essential Steps to Beating Breast Cancer. So this is huge. Yeah, she's going to share her tumor or her story about her tumor. Actually, I should say the tumor her body had. It's not her tumor. The tumor her body had. And she has quite a remarkable story herself of what she did to overcome breast cancer naturally. So the title that we have, the working title for this particular show is called Never Fear Breast Cancer Again. So it's just really, really poignant and really apropos. So I hope you guys enjoy the show. Let me go ahead and turn her microphone up. Dr. V, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you, Justin. Thanks for having me on your show. I'm excited.
Oh, I'm so glad. Like we're saying before, I'm so glad that Chris, our mutual friend Chris Wark, connected us. And I've known about your work for a long, long time, and you're actually in our database to reach out to. And so Chris just kind of sped up that process. I'm very excited about that.
Me too. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So your website, breastcancerconqueror.com, is really, really cool. You got a lot of awesome stuff on there. And I was watching some of your YouTube and your Facebook Live stuff that you're doing. You're really helping a lot of people. And, are you seeing people in person, or do you mostly do like Skype sessions with people, or how does that work when people want to work with you?
Well, right now I'm not doing any one-on-one coaching. I've trained two other coaches that are nurses. Uh-huh. But I've trained them into, you know, my seven essential system, and I overview some of the work that they do. But I got to the point where it was just too much for me to do one-on-one. And so I started sharing the love, and, you know, we've created programs that people can learn about the seven essentials and the step-by-step guide. And we've reached women in 39 countries. So we've coached and supported women in 39 countries so far. So we're Wow. very proud of that fact.
Wow. That is so cool. And, as far as all the other cancers, I know that prostate cancer seems to be going up, as well as colon cancer. What's the sort of current stats on breast cancer? What is that on the rise, I would imagine, just because of our toxic culture and things?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, 40 years ago, your chances of getting breast cancer were like, you know, 1 in 20 or 1 in 40. Now it's 1 in 8. And every woman on this planet is destined to develop some form of cancer. 1 out of 3 women are destined to develop some form of cancer in their lifetime. And so it's definitely an issue that we need to be aware of.
Wow. You said 1 out of every 3 women. And I think it's 1 out of every 2 men. Is that right?
Correct. Correct. And, you know, over 300,000 women are diagnosed with breast cancer. Over 40,000 die per year. You know, and 90% of them don't have any family history of breast cancer. So we know, and we're understanding more and more, that cancer is not necessarily a genetic disease, but it is a more of a metabolic disease that you have a lot of control over to reverse and to heal.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are you seeing as far as like the signs that people should look for in terms of not just their genetics, because there's that whole BRCA1 gene that I think Angelina Jolie got her breasts preemptively removed. Mm-hmm. First of all, before we go any further, what are your thoughts on that? I'm sure you have some really strong thoughts about that.
Well, you know, poor thing. She gave into the fear and the hype. But you know, what she doesn't realize, and what a lot of women don't realize, is that, you know, the BRCA gene is a cancer protective gene. And so if it's mutated, then what has caused it to mutate? And some studies suggest that perhaps this nice tumor suppressor gene has DNA damage because of all the environmental and radiation that they're getting through mammograms. Mm. You know, we know that less than 2% of women have a BRCA gene that's actually live, you know, BRCA gene mutation that's actually live and can revert to cancer. But the interesting thing is that we know that we can change gene expression, right? So mm-hmm. whether, we change our eating habits, our stress level, we add things like broccoli sprouts. There was even a study that was done. It was published in the Journal of Integrative Biology that the equivalent of 1 cup of organic non-GMO edamame beans, you know, or soybeans, when you eat them as a whole food, actually turned the BRCA gene back on. It reversed the DNA damage. Mm. So it does not have to be a, you know, fearful thing, a death sentence. You know, women don't have to rush and have their organs cut out and their breasts cut off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because what a lot of people don't realize is that the tumors just form in the weakest link of the body. So it's not as if like that mass is, you know, localized and isolated there. It's that this is a systemic problem, and you cut off the breasts or, you know, any other part of the body and you keep living the same kind of lifestyle, those tumors will just, I would imagine, show up in other parts of the body, right?
Absolutely. The lump or the bump is just the tip of the iceberg. It's not the cause. And so you have to look at, you know, getting to the root cause of what has allowed the cancer to grow, because cancer cannot grow in a healthy body. I mean, that's period. That's common sense.
Yeah. Yeah. And so speaking of that, your breast cancer story, speaking of, you know, the little lump being the tip of the iceberg, share with people what you felt versus what was actually going on.
Well, you know, I'd been in practice for 25 years and I had incorporated a lot of natural evidence-based medicines into my practice because of my experience with my father. He had died of pancreatic cancer, you know, to about 25 years earlier. And I just saw that the traditional medicine did absolutely nothing for him. So I just dug down, and I knew there were things that could have helped him, but for him it was too late. So I incorporated all these things into my practice and was seeing some pretty amazing results with all kinds of diseases, not just cancer. And then one fateful morning, I'm in the shower getting ready for work, and bam, you know, felt that lump that changed my life forever, you know, professionally and personally. And it was one of those moments where, you know, it was like, how could this happen to me? I'm Dr. V. I'm helping all these people, and I'm living a clean lifestyle. I breastfed my children. I had home births. I used organic before organic was in style. I, you know, did all these things, and yet here I was facing this lump in my left breast. So it was an eye-opening experience, to say the least.
Yeah, and so you said, I think I've listened to other things you've done, and you've said that you felt that, but the actual tumor was much bigger than what you felt, right?
Yes, it felt like a little walnut on the outside, but when it was finally, you know, when it finally came out, it was the size of a golf ball. So it was pretty deep. And then there was still some unhealthy tissue left when the initial tumor came out.
Wow. And how long did it take for that? We'll get into how you did this, but how long did it take for the tumor to come out?
About 4 weeks the first time, and maybe 5 weeks the second time. Yeah.
Wow. And so it was two different sort of
different times, because in 2004, when it finally came out, as I mentioned, there was still some unhealthy tissue, but I just couldn't deal with it. So I just let it heal up and went on with my life and, you know, just did some very healthy things. But after monitoring it and with thermography, it became obvious that there was still a lot of blood flow and a lot of unhealthy things going on in the left breast. So I decided to reapply, but this time I was better prepared.
Mm-hmm. And what we're talking about in terms of applying is something called black salve. And for people that don't know what that is, it's, you know, it's like an escharotic. It comes from the jungles, from what I understand, of South America. And it essentially burns out. It's like a radiation or like a topical chemotherapy or something, where it actually will burn out tumors and things that are close to the skin. Is that correct?
Yes. The salve is made up of the herb bloodroot. And in the bloodroot, there's a nutrient, or, you know, plant nutrient called sanguinarine. And the sanguinarine literally is like an herbal chemotherapy. It attacks cancer cells only. It does not affect healthy cells. And it's also an ointment with zinc and galangal and, you know, several other things. I forget exactly what, there's different, you know, varieties of it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as a caveat, I will say, do not try this alone and don't experiment with it, because it's extremely painful, extremely caustic. And make sure that if you choose to do something like that, that you work with a healthcare provider that is familiar with the process. And I personally don't recommend women do it. I know some women, especially after the show, will get some emails about it. Mm-hmm. Because of the process and how dangerous it can be if it's not done properly and supervised. And there are other topical things that you can put on superficial tumors like that will have a very positive effect as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, black salve, from the pictures, I don't have any experience with it, but I did use something similar. I forget what it was called, to burn off sort of some warts on my hand. I had a couple warts on my knuckles, and it works just crazy. But this wasn't as strong as the black salve. But from the pictures I've seen of black salve, it looks like, you know, it essentially is, it's kind of similar to, like, if you look at wrestlers or UFC fighters or something, where they'll get staph infections and there'll be like a big hole in someone's chest or arm or something like that. When that happens using black salve, how do you mitigate, you know, getting something like MRSA or some, you know, or bacteria resistant disease or something like that?
Well, the nature of the salve itself is that it's very antiseptic. You cannot get an infection if you clean the wound properly, you know, by using hydrogen peroxide spray, colloidal silver, you know, cleaning the wound, you know, several times a day. It's very almost impossible to get an infection because of the nature of the salve itself.
Wow. So anything that might come into the wound or something like that just gets killed by the salve.
Correct. Yeah.
What a powerful thing. My goodness. And so how long it took, about 4 weeks from the initial application for it to come out?
Yes. And I had no idea what I was doing. I was one of those silly people who just thought, well, I'll slap some salve on there and I'll see what happens, because I had seen several of my patients come into the office and they had tumors in the jar, and they said they wanted to show me what they had done with the salve application. I'd never seen anything like it. And so when I discovered I had breast cancer, I said, well, they worked on them. Let me see what I can do. And I didn't know which kind, what type. I just flipped through a magazine, ordered one, and had no support. I really had no idea what I was doing. And when this hole started developing, and this huge crater and this big ball thing was coming out of my breast, it was frightening, but I had a friend who was a medical doctor at the time, and he had used the salve, and of course, lost his medical license because he was getting sick people well without traditional treatments.
Right.
So he coached me through it, and he was very, very helpful in the whole process.
Wow. So how would someone go about, if someone's listening to this and, dealing with breast cancer right now, how would someone go about either getting the salve or getting it and then looking for someone in their area that they could work with to apply it, correctly and clean it and all that kind of stuff?
Well, there's really no resource for that. I mean, you can go, you can just Google black salve. There's different kinds. Like, one fairly reputable company is called Best on Earth Products is a nice company. And then there's another brand called CanSema, CanSema. You can just Google and find that. And then as far as finding somebody to work with you, have fun trying to find somebody, because there's not too many people who will do that.
Yeah, I would imagine, because, the nature of it, and then it starts getting into potentially some medical issues as well with an open wound like that.
The FDA doesn't like it. The company that I worked with the second time around, I mean, they had done such a good job, and they were working with a lot of sick people and were getting such good results, but they got shut down by the FDA because of they were getting good results and they were using the salve. So you have to be very careful with it.
Yeah, there was a guy that we had on our show. Gosh, I'm trying to remember his name. And I'm not sure if CanSema is a name that he developed or if that's like a general name that a lot of people can use. But there was a website and a guy we had on our show, and I think they extradited him. He was living in somewhere in South America creating this black salve. Mm-hmm. And they got him and they took him back to Florida. I think he spent a couple years in jail. It's crazy out there.
Yeah, yeah. You have to be very careful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So now I know black salve is something that you talk about people using, as sort of a last resort. And it wasn't even the first thing that you did with your body's breast cancer. What other things did you do, knowing everything that you know about alternative health?
Well, one of the questions that I kept asking myself was, how could somebody like me develop cancer? Because I thought I was doing everything right. And the more I dug into the research and did some soul searching, I realized that there were definitely pieces of the puzzle that I had missed. For example, I was very iodine deficient. And we know that there's a correlation between iodine deficiency and thyroid disease and, fibrocystic breasts, which eventually can turn into cancer. I was also very sensitive to electromagnetic frequencies, which, I had no idea, EMFs. And so I learned, fortunately, how to protect my body with a patented technology that really, really made a difference for me. There was also infections in my jawbone. I learned about something called cavitation. A cavitation is when you've had a tooth extracted and it's not cleaned out properly, and with time it develops an infection in the bone, and that can cause an effect. And it was sitting right on my left breast meridian. So, no big aha there. So I learned about that. And, throughout the course of the journey, which lasted a few years, I mean, obviously really did a lot of nutritional therapy, juicing, colonics, high-dose enzyme, proteolytic enzyme therapy, lots of tinctures, botanicals, homeopathics, and did a lot of emotional work. And that was another big issue that I had avoided all my life. was, really looking at the emotional wounds and dealing with them, because I was, like a lot of women or a lot of people in general, you go on with life and you stuff things and you just, everything is fine on the outside, but on the inside, I was really that little wounded girl who never had the opportunity to heal those wounds. So essential number four is to heal the emotional wounds. And that's a big one. That's where a lot of women struggle with that, with breast cancer.
Yeah, I would imagine so. It's these wounds that we have that are emotional wounds. We've done a lot of shows with different people, about, how these energetic frequencies and emotions and in turn hormones get stuck in the body. And it's fascinating how, when you learn about what these things do and they just stay stuffed there, and that becomes an energetic weak point in the body, like a weak link in the chain. And so, when cancer starts, it will typically find out the weakest spot of the body. And so, yeah, this emotional work, I think, is huge. And I think spiritual emotional is sort of the first place to start. I mean, I think everything down the line, down the chain, is like the manifestation, the physical manifestation of that. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, there's two things. First of all, it's not just about getting rid of the lump or the bump. It has to be a complete transformation of your life on all levels, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. And then secondly, we now know that, psychoneuroimmunology, which basically is the science of how your brain affects your body and your immune system. Every thought you think, positive or negative, is going to create some sort of protein or neuropeptide that communicates with your cells, either in a positive way or negative way. And it can be, subconscious things that are running in the background that you're not even aware of. So you really have to hunker down and do some emotional work. And there's so many good books out there that, that we recommend to help women through their healing journey. There's techniques, there's energy psychology, which has to do with mind-body connection. So things like EFT, EMDR, Sure Touch. I mean, there's all kinds of different techniques that are really beneficial for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's also like, family biology therapy and recall healing and gestalt therapy. There's so many, and timeline therapy. There's all kinds of emotional things. Yeah, it's amazing how it's all tied together, isn't it?
It is. It is. I mean, we are energetic beings. We're only 1/1,000,000,000th physical matter. So we've got to balance that energy.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the things I was talking with my wife the other day about, in terms of like cancer and things. And it's really challenging because it can either be something that really drives fear home for people, and understandably so, because that word has been sort of programmed into our consciousness as a culture. Or it could be something that is a springboard for changing your entire life, and changing your environment, changing your thoughts. And, it's interesting how with that diagnosis, there are, on every single level, we must do the work spiritually, emotionally, physically, from everything from, loving yourself to personal development to spirituality to light exposure, full spectrum sunlight. And it's just amazing how deep it goes,
Yeah, there are, you can't just work on one aspect. When we work with our clients, they'll say, well, I'm really doing good on juicing, or I started exercising, and, I'm doing coffee enemas, and those are all good, but you have to address each of the seven essentials. So are you doing the dental? Are you keeping a pulse on your health with specific blood tests and, inside traditional medicine and outside of traditional medicine? Are you, taking time to meditate and to visualize your body as vibrantly healthy? And, so there's so many pieces of the puzzle that have to come together in order to facilitate the healing.
Do you think that if someone does all of those things, yet they have a subconscious mind that runs programs in the background that are weakening to somebody? Do you think that no matter what they do otherwise, they still need to focus on the subconscious mind? And if so, what are some thoughts on that, do you think?
Yeah, that's kind of the sad part about it, is that Sometimes women don't realize that, you know, they are running those subconscious tapes in their, you know, in their background. You know, perhaps this is an opportunity for them to get more attention from their spouse, or it gives them the opportunity to say no when they've never had the ability to say no before. And so sometimes for some women, there's a payback for having this dis-ease. And it's really sad to see that. I mean, we, you know, when we talk with women, you can pretty much tell if they're, you know, victim of the dis-ease or if they're the victor. And I've seen situations where, you know, two women may have the same kind of dis-ease, cancer, and they do the same kinds of therapies. One does the emotional work and goes beyond, you know, just really does some of the subconscious work with Evox and EFT and things like that. And the other one doesn't. And the one who doesn't fare very well compared to the one who really goes the extra mile to do the work.
Yeah, it's truly a holistic thing, because if you think about it, we're spiritual beings. And, you know, if as a spirit, as an eternal spirit, you know, you're never going to really learn what it's like to break an arm or to not be able to pay your rent or to be able to deal with someone who wronged you. You know, that's why we come into these bodies, to have a physical corporeal experience, so that we can learn and grow on some spiritual level. And so the body's just the tool for the spiritual growth. And so it makes sense when you look at things that way, like that, you know?
It does. It's definitely a journey, and it's a journey that can be a gift for you if you choose to, and it can be a blessing. And it's a change in your mindset, because obviously when you're faced with a cancer diagnosis, it's like, oh my goodness, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you think about cancer is, you know, slow, torturous death. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm really trying to empower women and help them to see that, you know, what is the gift in this? And I can tell you that's, you know, so many women, they're happier, they're healthier, you know, when they're on the other side of their journey, because they've literally transformed their life. And so many of them say, it was the best thing that happened to me. They didn't feel like it at the time, but, you know, in retrospect, they can really see how it was a blessing.
That's so crazy. I know, because I see, like, you know, different ways of going through it. And right now I think I'm been watching that actress. What is her name? Shannon Doherty. Is that right? Mm-hmm. And she's currently, I think her body has breast cancer right now. And I think she's going through and documenting. And, you know, it's just, it's so heartbreaking to see, you know, people going through this. And, you know, I want to just shake the cage and rattle everyone and say, there are better choices. There are better ways, you know, like, we got to get the word out more, you know?
Yes, yes. It's unfortunate that the pink ribbon movement has really misled a lot of women into believing certain things about breast cancer. You know, like, traditional medicine has trained women to think that their hormones cause breast cancer. Well, if that were the case, then every 20-year-old on the planet would have cancer.
I know, right?
It's not their hormones. It's not, they don't need you know, that anti-hormone suppressing medication, because every single cell of your body needs, you know, proper hormone supply. And so when you start, you know, suppressing that, you run into secondary cancers and other types of problems with the body. And, you know, if women would only understand that it's the exposure to chemical estrogens in the environment, or the plastic bottle they're drinking of, or the BPA in the cans, or the potions and lotions they're putting on their skin, the metal, the mercury in their teeth. Mercury is called a metalloestrogen, and same with the antiperspirants. Aluminum is a metalloestrogen, and so you're driving excessive estrogen production in the body. That's a key problem. And then if they also understood that your body should break down estrogen properly, and if you have a problem with that, it's called estrogen methylation, mm-hmm, or metabolism. If they have a problem with that, then yes, they will have more aggressive estrogens in the body. So it's a big piece of the puzzle that traditional medicine is just not looking at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, as we continue to live in this culture, this society that's, you know, so amazing in so many ways, with the ability for us to do a show like this and, you know, get on Wi-Fi and to live this modern life. But, you know, as we continue to get more and more technologically advanced, it's super important for people to understand that, We got to mitigate this stuff, because anything other than living in the forest in a pristine environment is damaging to our mitochondria. It's damaging to our health. It's damaging to our genes. Me being inside, you being inside right now, like, we have to mitigate all this stuff. And, it's important to know that.
Yes, absolutely. Getting outside, getting some sunshine, making sure your vitamin D levels are optimal, clean water, clean living, protection from EMFs, all those things are so important. Mm-hmm.
So I saw that you had a couple different testings. I want to ask you about the Navarro urine test, as well as the Nagalase test, and there's the Enox 2 protein test, and there's different tests that you can get done. You use biogenetic and thermography. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, we recommend that. Yeah. Bioenergetic testing, which basically reads the electrical resistance at the acupuncture points. That's a great way to find out, where the energy blockages are in the body. It's a very objective way of looking at things. And then thermography is something that we recommend because it can detect, it cannot diagnose cancer, but it can detect physiological changes going on in the breast tissue at a very, very early stage. Because by the time a lump or bump is seen on a mammogram, for example, it's been developing for 5 to 10 years, whereas thermography can pick it up after only a couple of years when it's just the size of a grain of sand. And so that gives you lots of time to work with things instead of having this, big lump in your breast that you have to try to work with.
Mm, yeah, that's and you're not getting all of the radiation from traditional mammograms and things. And speaking of mammograms, let's talk a little bit about that. Why are they so damaging, do you think? And
well, we know radiation causes cancer. Duh. And then, then they compress the breast and radiate them, several times a year, if they have these, questionable mammograms. And, according to a 25-year Canadian study done on over 90,000 women, they found that mammograms did not decrease breast cancer mortality rate, not even by 1%, and that they were found to be just as effective as a self-breast exam in finding a tumor. So if you do a self-breast exam, your chances of finding a lump are just as good as having a mammogram.
Now, that's so fascinating. So they're recommending mammograms how often and starting at what age for women?
Well, the guidelines have changed. They've kind of gone back and forth. Now they're saying, women under 40 only need to get one done every other year or so. Above that, especially when you get into premenopause and menopause, you don't get them done yearly. But, I can't tell you the number of women or the number of times women get mammograms done. I've seen them done like every 3 months. It's just ridiculous.
Wow, every 3 months?
Every 3 months. It's, until they know better, until they realize, look, this can't be good for me.
Would they be doing that on a person because they suspect something's going on, or would someone just want to have that done? Is that why it's
been done? No, because there's something suspicious and they want to watch it. But, in 3 months, there's not going to be that much change. And, you're radiating and compressing a very tender part of the body. And what if there's something developing there? And you cause compression and you keep radiating with that ionizing radiation, well, yes, it will increase your chances and your risk for developing breast cancer.
I have to say, I have been absolutely loving this product by Tristan Truscott and Peter Ragnar called Good Morning, Good Evening, Qigong. If you want to listen to the interview we did with Tristan, you can go to extremehealthradio.com/127. And Qigong is a great way to de-stress the body. And as you know, there's a huge component to disease caused by stress. And stress is a huge factor in how we live our lives and the amount of energy we have and the amount of vitality we have. And so, Dr. Shade, what do you think about Qigong?
People come to me and they're really sick and they got this blown out neurological system and all this toxicity. And I tell them, you need to do Qigong, Tai Chi. You need to do these things that settle down and restore your neurology, because it puts together all the parts. It puts you back into that state where you can start to detoxify. And so I highly, highly recommend all that.
And what about you, Kit Campbell? What do you think about Qigong? Do you like it as well?
Qigong is amazing. And the reason that I believe it to be amazing is everything here is energy. That is a scientific fact, if there ever is one. So when you're practicing Qigong, you're actually drawing energy into your body. Your intention, whatever your intention is behind any action, will determine the level of energy, type of energy that you absorb into your body. So your intention behind your is very important, just like thought. So when you're practicing Qigong, you're actually bringing energy in and you're bringing out the stuff that might be a bit stale. With Tai Chi, it's totally different. The energy runs underneath the skin because it's more of a martial, this is the Chinese understanding, by the way. It's more of a martial art. So Qigong is very, very good for bringing that energy into the body and just fantastic.
If you're interested in picking up this Qigong course by Tristan Truscott and Peter Ragnar, go to extremehealthradio.com/Qigong. That's Qigong. And you can learn more about it. There's a great video on that page, and you can learn more about it on that page. And I highly, highly recommend this product. I love it myself. So go ahead and check that out. extremehealthradio.com/Qigong. Man, it's like the same thing is going on with biopsies, right? When people biopsy a tumor, it's essentially spreading that tumor around the body, isn't it?
Yeah, the John Wayne Cancer Institute came out with a study, and I forget exactly what year it was, but they admitted and conclusively said that whenever you penetrate the the surrounding fibrous core protection of the tumor, you're potentially releasing many, many cancer cells into the body. You're breaking that protective barrier. And there again, you know, women get biopsied, and then they also, without telling them, they insert a titanium clip in the breast, which ends up causing irritation, infection, can certainly make cancer more, more aggressive or more irritated because it's like having a splinter under your skin, right? The body is trying to reject it.
Wow.
And yeah, lumpectomies, surgeries. I mean, sometimes surgery is necessary, but I certainly would use it as a last resort because we know that, you know, surgery, just like a lumpectomy, can certainly increase the flow of metastatic cancer cells in the body. But the good news is if you choose to have surgery, then you can prepare your body before and after. There are certain things that you can do that can really help mitigate the effects of the surgery.
And plus, the surgery would create a scar, wouldn't it? That would block the meridian flow of the body that you have to unpack or mud pack that scar, and you know, there's a whole host of other things.
Yeah, so that's a whole other series of problems after it. And you know, it's so many times we hear women. I mean, they have a very, very tiny little speck in their breast, and they want to do a double mastectomy. And it's like, why is that? That's not necessary.
Wow.
So it's really fear-based. It's fear-based and understandable because, you know, the average person goes to the doctor and they say, you've got breast cancer. They don't know about all these other things that are beneficial for them that they don't understand the whole concept that you can reverse cancer if you change your lifestyle. And so that's part of our mission and our passion is to empower women so that they never have to fear breast cancer again. They can understand what cancer is and what cancer is not. And once you understand basic principles, it really makes the whole journey much easier and less fearful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so true. And like, you know, fear is essentially just a lack of information, you know, because I remember, you know, years and years ago when I was afraid to fly, I had a friend who was a pilot and he would, you know, coach me and talk to me. And the more I talked to him, I thought, okay, I feel so much better now. And so when you start educating yourself about the things that you're talking about, I mean, Black Sabbath is just one of, you know, hundreds of different tools that we have at our disposal here in 2018. That once you start learning about these things, it really does empower you, and it takes a lot of the fear away, because the fear is the sort of crux, right? It's like, it's the fear that gets us to do everything.
Well, it's about making informed decisions. Like you said, you know, your pilot friend talked to you and you felt better because you understood things better. Excuse me. So it's about education, which is, you know, why I started the website, which is why we have online courses, which is why, you know, I did the book and working on second edition of the book, because a lot of things have changed in 3 years. So, you know, it's knowledge, you know, the cliche, knowledge is power. It is, because the more you understand and the more you know, then you can, you know, look at this thing in the face, stare at it in the face and not be so afraid.
Mm-hmm. So true. I want to ask you something that's sort of a little bit off topic, not really, but just a little bit. Am I correct? Did you speak at the Truth About Cancer Summit?
Yes.
You did.
Yeah,
okay.
The live events. Yes. I've been with them, Truth About Cancer, from the very beginning. And so I've been very blessed to be a part of that amazing movement. So yeah, yes, I spoke last year and the year before.
They're great. I love all of them. But I was listening to one of them recently on my iPod, and somebody was talking about, I'm sure you may have heard it, but I know that, you know, as a presenter being there, you're all over the place and, you know, sometimes don't get a chance to listen to all the talks. But this person was talking about glutamine in cancer. And glutamine is obviously something that a lot of, you know, bodybuilders will take it because of its effect on muscle recovery and things. And then the alternative health people take it for, you know, recovery from gut health issues and things like that. But what were they saying about glutamine and cancer? Do you remember?
Yeah, I forget the doctor's name, but he was saying that you need to minimize the glutamine in your diet because some studies show that cancer cells like glutamine. So, you know, let's address that. So there's no, when it comes to food, there's no cookie cutter diet. You know, there's, you know, all kinds of ways of eating. And one person can juice a bag of carrots and, you know, reverse their cancer. The other one doesn't do well. One person may do a, you know, a higher protein diet, more like an old blood type diet with, you know, low carb, moderate protein, that sort of thing, and they do very well. So the point is you have to measure your progress. You know, some diets are totally just fruit and vegetables and nothing else and lots of fruit, whereas some people think, well, if you eat too much fruit and sugar, that drives cancer because cancer likes sugar. So the bottom line is, and I've tried and I've tested all of those diets personally myself. I just did the ketogenic diet for 6 months, and that was a learning experience. So, you know, it's a matter of testing. You know, test your markers, you know, every few months, see how you feel. You know, just you have to really monitor your progress to see if this is working for you. If it's not, then you need to change.
Yeah, it's good point. Because when I heard that, I thought, wow, glutamine, that's such a great substance. And, you know, I wasn't sure if he was talking about, you know, glutamine in food or the actual supplement. But needless to say, it kind of was something that I remember, because most people, I think he said that most people talk about, you know, sugar feeding cancer, but he was talking about glutamine being worse. And you know, there's new research coming up all the time, which I find fascinating that people are doing this research. But I want to ask you about, there's a gentleman that comes on our show. I think he's been on twice now. He's out of Hawaii, and he's doing a lot of research with, bras, women wearing bras and breast cancer. And he, gosh, I forget what his name, is Sid Singer, but I forget what his website is. But anyway, his research is based on, you know, the bras cutting off the lymphatic flow, going to and from the breast and correlating to cancer. And I'm wondering if you're seeing the same types of research.
Yes. I mean, there's obviously a lot of research that has pointed to that, and it makes sense. I mean, you know, you're putting your breasts in a metal cage, surrounding it with, you know, with metal, and you're cutting off the lymphatic flow, you're causing congestion, which is why I definitely recommend, you know, non-wire bras, preferably cotton, and or go without if you're just working at home or, you know, just hanging around the house. And also recommend a breast massage every day, twice a day. You know, come out of the shower, use some essential oils, lather that on your breasts, and, you know, rub your breasts and move the flow out towards the armpit. And it's, you know, it's a great part of the body that needs attention. So doing something like that can really get that lymphatic movement going.
Mm-hmm. It makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Because not only do you have the tight metal bra constricting the lymphatic flow, and not just that, the circulation, So that makes sense. But then also the metal being connected to wireless technology and all that kind of stuff too. So I see what he's saying. It seems to make a lot of sense, you know?
For sure. For sure.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And you know what's another? Oh my gosh. You know what is another thing that I'm sure you see this all the time? And women walking around with their cell phones in their bra. I want to shake them.
Snatch it out.
Right?
Want to snatch it out of their bra.
I know. I just feel like, but then I just, you know, you see them on a trail or something. So you just see them for a split second. But my goodness.
I know. And fortunately, there's sports bras that you can buy that have a place to put the cell phone. And, you know, I don't know if you've seen these pictures, but real life cases of women who did that, and they have tumors in the shape of their cell phone in their, you know, on their breast, because this is non-ionizing radiation, but it's radiation that's affecting you all the time. And so, yeah, this, you have to remove that device from your physical body.
I was just thinking about this the other day. I don't have a cell phone. I've never had one, but I appreciate what they can do, and they're amazing things. But if I were to have one, there's these boxer underwear that you can get as guys, and I think they make them for women too. And they have silver lining, so it protects your body there. And you know, I would wear that. I would probably, if I did have a cell phone, I would put it in airplane mode. I would turn it off. I would have a Defender Shield, you know, thing around it. I would have my pockets made with silver so that you put them in a silver pocket. Man, it's nuts.
Yeah, like, but then you walk around and everybody's cell phone and Wi-Fi is on you anyway.
So I know.
You got to walk around in a whole metal cage.
Oh, it's crazy, isn't it? Oh,
yeah.
Man, the mitigation strategies of what we have to do to live in modern culture. Sometimes I think, why don't I just go live in the forest or somewhere in the middle of the country, you know?
Right.
It's like, oh man, you must be doing a lot for yourself in this regard, right? Not just with Wi-Fi and all that, but I mean, everything.
Oh, it's a journey, and it's something I work on every single day. I mean, I walk the talk and I apply the 7 essentials all the time. I mean, I'm very careful about what I eat. I do coffee enemas several times a week. You know, I protect my home from EMFs. I mean, I, you know, get chiropractic care. I get massage. I do meditation. I mean, I do all those things. I still work on emotional things. I do EFT and tapping, you know, not every day, but several times a week. So it's a constant. You know, I just had a thermogram and ultrasound done and everything looked A-okay. So, you know, you just have to keep a pulse on your health.
Gosh, that's so cool. It's so cool to know there's other people out there, because I do the same thing. In between, we just had another show before you, and I had about 10 minutes there. And so I took my fruit outside and I went out in the sun and I got grounded to get, you know, 10 minutes of sunshine before we started. But then I have my like rebounder here. I got my sauna. I got my IMRS mat and all this red light therapy, all this crazy stuff. And sometimes I think, man, there's just not enough hours in the day to take care of myself, let alone do work. You know, it's like, it's challenging sometimes, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It's just, you know, part of what we do. And in order to share this message that we have, you have to take care of yourself, because, you know, you're always giving. And so you have to replenish the bucket.
That's so true. So true. I want to ask you about a couple different things that I've found in my research, and you may or may not know about these, or you probably do, but I'm just curious if your thoughts about these types of things. A lot of people, let's see, know about cannabis oil, so maybe we'll end with that one, but I'm wondering if you've heard about a couple of these things. Have you heard about protocell?
Yes, I have.
And is that something that is a good substance, do you think?
Well, I'll just speak from my personal experience with the women that we've worked with. I can't say with the women that we've worked with that we've seen any life-changing, you know, transformations as a result of it.
So interesting. Okay.
I personally, you know, don't recommend it. Don't put it on my list of protocols just because of that very fact. However, you know, there's some people who swear by it and say that it works very well for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard some amazing things about it, but I don't know if it's necessarily something that people would, you know, how you would treat, someone would treat a skin cancer differently than they might treat like a colon cancer. So I wasn't sure if it was like you know, something that had to be specifically applied to a certain type of cancer or not. But I've heard great things about it, though. So, and there's also one called 714X, and we were turned on to that one by a guy by the name of Billy Best. And he, I forget which kind of cancer he had, but he used something called 714X on himself, and I think he injected it into his body. Are you familiar with that one?
Interesting. No, what is it?
I don't know. It's a it's an outfit from Canada that formulates this stuff, and it's called 714X. And he used it as a way of tumor suppression. And I'm not exactly sure, but at the time, he had to actually inject it into his inner thigh, I think it was. But I think since then, they've created an oral version. But yeah, there's so many things out
there. What's in it?
I don't know. I'd have to research again. That's why I kind of asked you. I'm just so curious. There's so many things out there.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, it's hard to keep up with everything. But yeah, and the third one that I wanted to ask you and ask you about is called Halen 951. Are you familiar with that one?
Oh, yeah. We recommend Halen all the time. And I use... Oops, sorry.
Oh, no worries.
I used Halen as well. It's... So, you know, in the 1980s, Chinese doctors recognized that patients weren't doing very well with chemotherapy. And so they formulated a, you know, a particular concentration of soybean, fermented soybean liquid. And that's, it eventually became Halen. So it, there's like 9 bushels of fermented soybeans in one of those bottles. So it's extremely potent. It's fermented. It's, you know, organic. It's grown in the higher mountains in China. So it's not exposed to any of the, you know, chemicals in typical China. Very well, researched and studied. And it can do a lot of amazing things. It helps to lower the, aggressive circulating estrogens. It's been shown to literally cause apoptosis or kill cancer cells in the bloodstream. And, I personally know women who've taken it and have done very well on it.
Wow. Do you think it works best on endocrine related cancers because it's, coming from soy, or do you think it affects all cancers the same?
You know, the only experience I have is more related to, you know, hormone related cancer. So, but, as a matter of fact, I'm interviewing, Jared Tedesco on Wednesday, who's, he worked with Walter Wainwright, who brought the product into the States in the 1980s and introduced it to America. And so he's very, very familiar with all the research and all the things that it's been shown to wow. help.
Wow. I hear it tastes amazing.
It is one of the worst tasting things I've ever tasted. So
I've heard,
it's but it's, if it works, you know, you do whatever it takes, right?
I know. I've heard horror stories from people, and oh man, but yeah, it sounds like a really interesting product. And do you know the protocols? Are there different protocols for it?
Well, depending where you are on your journey, If you're in an active journey, they recommend a bottle a day. So, you know, it's 8 ounces, so 4 ounces, you know, split up. Mm-hmm. And you wait, you know, at least 30 minutes to an hour to eat anything else. And if you're just for maintenance, some people just do a couple of ounces and do a shot, you know, every day. I know people who give it to their pets and swear by it. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow, there's so many different, it's so encouraging, isn't it, to know about all the different, you know, research and tools and things that are coming out that are helping people. It's crazy because at the same time that we're living in this toxic environment, we're also being exposed to some incredible solutions that weren't even available, you know, even 10 years ago. It's really
That's
cool.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, it feels good, you know, to be living in a time like this, because if you can learn how to mitigate your lifestyle so that you're not exposed to, you know, so much toxicity, it's really an amazing thing because we have so much knowledge and so many tools at our disposal. It's great. Yeah. So I wanted to ask you about your 7 essentials. I'm looking at them here. The first one is let food be your medicine. The second one is reduce your toxic exposure. And I want to talk a little bit about that. Balance your energy is number 3. Number 4 is heal your emotional wounds, which we talked about a little bit. Essential number 5 is embrace biological dentistry. Essential 6 is repair your body with therapeutic plants. And essential 7 is adopt very early detection. Now, these are all 7 essentials that you came up with. And do you expand on these in your course? Is that what happens when people go through those courses?
Yes. One of the more recent online courses that we've created is called Never Fear Breast Cancer Again. And it's 8 hours of video and PowerPoints and charts and resources and a workbook and USB drive, all kinds of fun things that you can do at your own pace. But we take a deep dive into each of those so that you have a better understanding of how to apply each of those in your life. Because, you know, it's fine and dandy to say let food be your medicine, but what does that mean? You know, do I become a vegetarian or is it okay to eat meat? And so, you know, we address all those things in the course and in the book as well.
So is that under, if I go to your website, breastcancerconqueror.com and go to products, is that where it's under?
No, you go to blog.
Oh, okay.
You can go to blog and there you'll see, you know, all the articles broken down into each of the 7 essentials. And then under store, you'll see course login. And you can, if you've purchased the course, you can go in through there or you can just purchase it through the store.
Oh, cool. Wow. Yeah, you have a lot of really cool success stories too with people. That must feel so good, doesn't it?
It's pretty amazing, you know, and especially when we go to various events, you know, people come up to me. I mean, I've met people in the airport at Whole Foods, you know, at these events and they, you know, they thank me for helping save their life or their daughter's life or, you know, and it's just, I wish I had a video camera for every one of those because they're pretty touching sometimes.
Oh man, that's got to feel so good. And your own story too. I'm curious, with your own spiritual, emotional work, is it challenging for you to reprogram your mind to think that your body's always healing instead of always looking for something wrong? Because that's kind of how the normal paradigm is the self-testing that people do is always just looking for something wrong with themselves. And I don't know, there must be something spiritual going on with that as well.
Yeah, I really try to focus on what's going right and what can I do to move towards vibrant health. I see myself as happy, healthy, wealthy, not just from a physical point of view, but from every aspect, and then wise, you know, really making wise decisions for myself. So that's kind of my little go-to mantra every day.
Mm-hmm. And the meditation, do you do that every day?
I try to. I can't say that I do it every day, but I use everything from EFT to just meditation. I like to use heart math that measures the coherence of your heart and your nerve system. It's a little clip you put on your ear, and I like to use that to monitor my meditation to see how effective I'm being at my meditation. Am I really in coherence? Am I really calming down my nerve system and moving into parasympathetic instead of being in that fight or flight? Mm-hmm. So I like doing that. I would have to say that I probably, you know, do some form of meditation at least 5 days a week.
Wow, that's so great. So key, isn't it?
It is. It really is. Because, you know, as soon as your feet hit the floor, it's, you know, it's, we live in a busy world and there's just all this information coming at us all the time. It's information overload. And so you really have to learn to calm your heart, calm your mind. And, you know, and I've learned over the years when I start feeling it in my body, when I start feeling tense and anxious, I just pull away. I said, no, you know, it's time to pull away and go for a walk or go for, you know, go play tennis or go outside in the sunshine or meditate, you know, do something.
Yeah, there's a doctor on our show a while back who was talked about the HeartMath Institute, and I think we had one of their guys on our show too. I have to go look at the archives. But this doctor uses it in a unique way. Like, he'll write letters to like old boyfriends or girlfriends that have wronged them, or he'll write letters to his subconscious mind, or he'll write letters to people that he's angry at, or, you know, things like that. And he'll wear the clip on his ear, and that will tell him if he's coherent or not. And it reminded me of this doctor. There's a doctor in, I think he's in New York, and I think he's a chiropractor of some kind or something, but he has this book where he talks about this, and he has people write letters to their spine if people come in with back problems. And it'll be interesting because the x-ray before they write the letter will show that their disc is completely blown out. It's touching the nerve on either side of the spine, and that's why they have all this pain. And then they'll go through this whole therapy, and then they'll get x-rayed again, and the x-ray looks identical, but they feel totally fine and totally normal. So it's weird that, you know, their x-rays could still show, you know, nothing's changed physically, but all of the symptoms, they're totally fine. Their back is strong and healthy. They can move. And it's amazing this energy work that people do and what it can do for people. It's incredible.
It is. It is. One of the exercises that we ask our clients to do is, if the tumor could talk, if it could speak, what would it tell you? What's it trying to tell you? And so there's a lot of, you know, a lot of amazing things that come out of that, because we, you know, we don't often think of addressing the, you know, that issue and giving it a voice. And that's what we do. We often suppress all those negative thoughts. But if you give those negative thoughts a voice and an opportunity to speak and be heard, then you can address them.
Mm-hmm. That's so powerful, isn't it? Giving the tumor a voice. And, you know, so often we're taught to fight cancer and to suppress it and to kill it and destroy it in our modern culture. It's so the opposite, right? We want to develop a relationship with it and love it and ask it for guidance so that we could understand why it's here and what it's teaching us, and to
melt it away with love.
Yeah, right? I mean, isn't that the better way?
Yeah, much better.
You would think?
Yeah.
I don't know. This whole fighting thing doesn't seem to be working in our culture, does it?
No, no. And that's what we really encourage our clients. You know, it's not a fight. You don't, you know, embrace your journey, embrace your body, embrace the situation, and work with it, not against it. You're not trying to kill anything. You want to, you know, understand it and change the environment so that it doesn't need to stay anymore. It can go away.
And I wonder too, this is something I think about a lot, and it is like, you know, if we could figure out, because it's my contention that all disease starts at a spiritual, emotional level. That's just kind of what I've come to. And so if that's the case, then obviously any sort of thing that's going on in our life, whether it's a bad relationship or a disease or bad job, is there to provoke us to be aware that it exists, first of all, and then to learn and grow from it. So my thinking is like, is it possible for us as humans to preemptively learn lessons so that we don't have to get hit over the head with a diagnosis?
Absolutely. I mean, there's, you know, your body's been whispering to you for years. There's clues out there that something's not right. You know, if you're dragging throughout the day and you're not feeling well, and you know, you've got headaches or pain, or you're grumpy and grouchy and you don't like your life and you've got bad relationships, that's a clue that something's not working for you in your life. And you know, there's so many things that you can do to, you know, to check to see what's, you know, what's happening in my body physically, emotionally, spiritually, you know, all those things. And when you take the time to do that, then, you know, you'll get some answers.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I totally agree. Because if the ultimate goal is for us to grow and expand in our awareness and consciousness, then, you know, being hit over the head with a diagnosis or a car crash isn't the only way to do that. So if that's not the only way to do that, it seems like it would be possible to be able to preemptively be so in touch with God and the spirit and in the universe that you could understand and grow just by seeking that out. And that way you never get a diagnosis or anything like that. You know, it makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Staying balanced, staying in harmony with all the various energies that, you know, we need in order to live a healthy life.
Mm-hmm. Well, closing up, I want to ask you one final question that's sort of related to this. But I'm wondering if people that are listening might be, like you're talking about women in trauma, and things happening to them, growing up, or, you know, being abused, or whatever the case may be. Sometimes these events are so suppressed in us. How do we know, like, how do we, if we have some of this stuff, if we suspect it's going on, do you think it's possible for us to work with someone to be able to bring those traumas to light so that we can then deal with them?
Absolutely. I know firsthand from my personal experience, you know, I was working with a therapist for a while, and she kept saying, you know, you have all the makings of somebody who was sexually abused. And I said, no, I had alcoholic parents, but I was never sexually abused. Don't even go there.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, well, just, you know, think about it on your way home and just see if something comes up. And sure enough, I mean, it was one of those, like, the movie came on and I saw what had happened to me, and I was shocked. I called my mom, and you know, she's like, she was silent. She said, how could you remember that? You were 3 to 5 years old. There was this is in the late 50s, okay? There was a convicted pedophile who lived next door, and the police went into the, you know, house to house in the neighborhood and warned everybody, you know, watch your kids.
Wow.
But my parents, you know, had their own issues going on, and I was always over there because he would play with me and give me candy. Mm-hmm. And I never understood that he was sexually abusing me for those 2 years. And, you know, my sisters also said, yeah, you were always over there. We knew what was going on, but, you know, we didn't, I mean, they were kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when I discovered that I'd been sexually abused, I mean, that just, A, I did all the work to recover from that. But B, it helped me to really understand why I made so many bad decisions in my life prior to that, you know, with men and relationships and just self-sabotage and shame and guilt, you know, all those things. It lifted the veil, and it just was such a big relief for me to understand that.
Wow. And so did you, when you discovered that later in life, did you have to do a lot of work to forgive and all that?
Oh, absolutely. Sure. I mean, I was in my late 40s, and I, you know, I'd lived my life as a wounded child my whole life, and I never really understood why, but lots of work for sure. And, you know, I'm grateful that I was able to uncover that. It wasn't pleasant, but, you know, once I did the work, it felt much better.
Wow. That's amazing. So it's not just green juices, you know, for people that are listening. It's green juices are great and coffee enemas are even better, but man, there's so much more, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Wow. So tell people a little bit about the course that you have. Your book is amazing. That's available on Amazon as well. That one's called Heal Breast Cancer Naturally, 7 Essential Tips to Beating Breast Cancer. Is the course an expansion on that, or is the course have different material than that and expanded? Or tell people about what they can find at the course.
Yeah, the online course is Never Fear Breast Cancer Again. And I was really, you know, motivated to do that because, you know, some women, you know, they like the coaching and they get a lot of support from that, but they just wanted to really dive deeper into each of the essentials. And that's basically what it is. It's a deeper dive, and it's updated from the book. And it's 8 hours of me basically coaching you one-on-one, and there's scorecards so you can monitor your progress and see where you are. Well, I'm not doing so good in essential number 2. This is what I need to do. There's tons of resources, so you don't have to do the research on the internet. Everything's laid out for you. There's a workbook, a journal, you know, all kinds of things, you know, to give you that access. So it's a gift to you to really learn more about your life and your body.
Gosh, that's so cool. It's so cool that we live in an age where not only, you know, 30 years ago, we couldn't even, you know, people wouldn't even know that you would know I exist and I would know you exist, but people would have to go to libraries to find and seek out this information. It's just so awesome that it's available and people can listen to a podcast and, you know, sign up for your course. It's just, I don't know. I it's been around for 20 years, the internet, and I'm still blown away by it. You know, it's just so great.
It is amazing. It is amazing.
It's amazing. All right. So is breastcancerconqueror.com the best place for people to find you?
It is, yeah, breastcancerconqueror.com, and it's O-R, C-O-N-Q-U-E-R-O-R for Conqueror.
Oh, okay. And you're obviously probably active on Facebook and Instagram and things like that probably, right?
Yeah, we've got a nice following on Facebook and learning about Instagram and those other things.
It's always a learning process, isn't it?
Yeah.
So do you have anything coming up that you're working on? Are you going to be speaking at any conferences, any books coming up or new courses? What do you have going on?
Yes, we have, well, we're working on the second edition of the book and working on another online course. It's about supporting your body as you're going through traditional treatments. So if you're doing chemotherapy and radiation and surgery, you know, how do you support your body with evidence-based natural medicine as you go through that process? And that's so needed because not everybody just wants to do natural treatments. Some people, you know, want to do traditional treatments, and that's perfectly fine because they believe that that's what's going to help them. They feel comfortable with that. So we want to support them as well and give them some information, simple things that can change the course of their treatment for the better.
That's so cool. That is so cool because we get a lot of questions from people that either do like a hybrid approach of some kind or they're doing completely conventional. People will write in, say, hey, my mom or dad is doing completely conventional. Is there anything, they're open to things, but they, you know, want to do the conventional approach. What can I tell them? So that's a cool resource. You're working on that right now?
Yes, yeah, we've got a research team and I are working on that. So I'm looking forward to that because I think it's going to be very, very helpful for many women because it's going to bridge the gap between traditional medicine and evidence-based natural medicine. You know, there's it doesn't have to be black or white. There can be an in-between.
Yeah, so true. Awesome. Well, thank you, Dr. V, for not just being on, but your work, you know, in general and helping so many people. It's just so... I just love featuring people like you doing great work out there in the world because without you, we wouldn't have anything to talk about. And, you know, your work is directly changing the outcome of lives. And, you know, it's amazing to think that like an interview like this, where we could have a conversation and someone could, you know, get your program or buy your book or just listen to the free stuff, change their life, heal their cancer, and then have children. And those children never would have existed. Then they have kids and you have this impact on humanity that we never even understand. You know, it's just incredible.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Ah, man. All right. Well, thank you for being on. Hang on the live show really quick, and I'm going to close out the podcast. And I want to thank everybody for joining us. Let me make sure that I have the correct show number here. This is episode 571. So if you want to grab the show notes, just go to extremehealthradio.com/571. And I'll put the links to everything we talked about. I'll put a link to Dr. V's courses and her books and all that good stuff over there as well. So that's extremehealthradio.com/571. And I would ask a favor of you, please. And on behalf of Dr. Desanye and myself, if you could share this show with a friend or family member, we would greatly appreciate that. There are so many people going through cancer and so many people having issues with cancer. And it is incredibly important for me as well as Dr. V to let the word get out that people do have choices. And they do have options. So please share the show with your friends on social media and email, anything like that. We would be over the moon if you would do that. So we would appreciate that a lot. All right, guys, we love you very, very much. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode. Kate and I have had our sauna for about a year now, I'd say, when we first got it from Phil Wilson. And it's an incredible machine. We use ours about every single day. Kate sits in about 20 minutes and I sit in there about for a half hour. Usually watch a documentary, and it's extremely relaxing. It's really, really incredible machine. And if you go to extremehealthradio.com/sauna, you can learn all about it. We did an entire hour interview with Phil Wilson. You can check that out. You can look at the pictures of us with it. You can watch videos on that page. It helps you to sleep really, really well. You can lose a lot of weight with it. You can burn, I think, around 600 calories in about 20 minutes or so. It improves your skin, increases circulation all over the body, and circulation is critical for your health. You can prevent and reverse diseases with it. If you have a cold or flu, it's incredible. It heats you down to the core. It heats 4 to 6 inches inside your body, so it's really incredible. And a lot of people use it for cancer as well. So if you have any kind of incurable, quote, disease, you can use it for that. And Dr. Shade is the foremost authority on detoxification. And listen to what he says about it.
How do I detoxify from plastics? I mean, you guys are using a sauna. And what does a sauna do for us? A sauna is great. But it's moving a number of different toxins. Remember, we talked about the mice that if you put PCBs in there, then that made the mercury all that much worse. And sweating moves out a lot of plastics, volatiles, fat-based toxins. It's really good at moving those out, sweating those out. So that's how you're getting those out, and those are contributing to this synergistic soup inside the body. And so that's why they're good, is they're taking out a bunch of the different things in the soup.
And Daniel Vitalis, one of our favorite guests, what do you have to say about the sauna?
When you go into the sauna, like a far infrared sauna like you discussed, your body goes into a deep relaxation mode, and your sympathetic nervous system shuts down and your parasympathetic nervous system turns on. And when that's active, that's the nervous system, part of your nervous system that's active when you meditate. That becomes active and your detoxification pathways open up wide. Why is this important? It's important because when you go running and you sweat, you're not necessarily eliminating very much toxicity from your body. But when you sweat in the sauna, you eliminate a lot of toxicity from your body. So sweating in a relaxed state is how we eliminate. The other thing is that what's wonderful about the sauna is that it puts you in a parasympathetic nervous system response, like as if you were meditating. So it's almost a hack. It's like a trick to get yourself into a meditative, relaxed state, to decompress stress, to reverse the effects of stress, and to get your body eliminating deep, deep toxicity that's stored in your body fat because it can come out in the oils of your skin. So I think, you know, sauna is one of the most crucial detoxification, really health practices that we could take on, especially in this era of heavy toxicity, particularly fat-soluble toxins.
The sauna is really, really great. They offer payment plans because if you buy it through PayPal, it's 100% secure. You don't even need a PayPal account. I think you could do a payment plan through PayPal. It's got low EMF electromagnetic fields coming off of it. It's portable, so that means you don't have to knock down a wall in your house. You can just move it from room to room. It sets up in about 2 to 5 minutes. It's super easy to clean. All you got to do is wipe it down when you're done, wipe the neck down, and it produces energy and heat inside very, very evenly throughout the whole machine. All you have to do is sit in there for about 15 minutes a day. And the great thing I like about it too is it requires zero preheating. So you turn it on and you're starting to get warm. You're starting to detoxify with that far infrared light almost immediately. So it's really great. It comes with a 1-year warranty. It's about $990 plus $25 shipping. And that's really, really a good deal because if you look at most of the regular saunas out there, they are in the $2,000 to $4,000 range. So this is really, really a good deal. So check it out, extremehealthradio.com/sauna.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that episode with Dr. Veronique Desanu. She's got such an awesome name, doesn't she? Dr. Veronique. Super, super cool lady. I hope you guys got some inspiration from that, and I hope you got some tips and ideas from that. I thought it was really interesting what she was saying about, you know, not fighting your cancer, not fight, you know. I think that's something in our culture that we do. We've been taught this. It's sort of like a militaristic view of life when, you know, we're taught to just, if something doesn't work or something's not right or we don't like something, it's just we're taught to be in complete opposition to it, just to fight until the person that's stronger wins. And, you know, I think that's that sort of philosophy has just bled into almost every area of our life, you know, and specifically when it comes to ailments that we might, that are challenges that our body has, you know, we're taught to just fight cancer. Well, President Nixon here in the United States declared war on cancer in 1971. And since then, millions of people have died. To date, around 21,000 people per day around the world get diagnosed. And I would imagine thousands of people every single day die as a result of, in my opinion, chemotherapy and radiation. You know, cancer, colon cancer in the late 1800s, around 1890, early 1900s, was, I think, 1 in 34 of the amount of cancers people get. And now it's like 1 in 2. So genetic expression can't, you know, genes don't control, because our genes haven't changed, our environment's changed. So why are all these people getting diagnosed with cancers? Kate's friend just the other day had colon cancer and he ended up dying, and she went to his memorial service and he was 42 years old. My friend from high school, she died at 36.
you know, 5 years ago or so. And, you know, it's like, why are all these people coming down with cancers? And, you know, something's happening. Our genes respond to our environment. In fact, our mitochondria is what actually responds to the environment. Mitochondria is what controls genetic expression. So when we change our environment, so much so that we're on cell phones, we're putting cell phones on our breasts, ladies, when we're walking. We are bathing in a wireless radiation that is just destroying our body's ability to create an electric voltage. Because healing, like Dr. Jerry Tennant really talks about, healing is voltage. And when we deplete the voltage in the body, cells don't work right. Cells don't replicate right. Cells have circadian mismatches, and they don't know what to do. And there's this influx of autoimmune diseases because the body can't control or, you know, communicate to itself. So, you know, our body is breaking, but, you know, our bodies are breaking down, and it's because of the environment that we're living in. And we need to change our environment. And that means environment externally as well as internally, in my opinion. We need to change what we're eating, what we're thinking, how we're living. We need to change the people we're around and where we live and what we do for a living. I mean, it's a whole big spiritual thing because we're obviously it's not working what we're doing now. You know, one in every three women get a cancer diagnosis in their life, and one in every two men. We're doing something wrong, my friends, and we got to figure out what that is. And I think we have clues, and I think we know what it is. In my opinion, it's the environment we're living in. If you could see the amount of EMF radiation like you can cigarette smoke, if you could see that we're bathing in this electrical circuit soup of EMF, and if you understood how the EMF affects our body, if you could see what non-native EMF does, you know, blue light, this toxic blue light that is destroying our mitochondria and our DHA levels in our body, and the ability for photons and electrons to pass over that membrane of the mitochondria. And if we could see all that, then we would know. But because of all this stuff is invisible, we just don't think about it. We think it doesn't exist. You know, so we need to radically change our environment. We need to stop outsourcing our health to other people and perceived experts. We need to stop taking our doctor's advice and research what they say to us. That's what we need to do, is really empower ourselves and stop making it so that it's someone else's responsibility for our health. Because ultimately, we get to decide what kind of body we live in. And that happens with every decision we make, whether we eat processed food or don't put on orange glasses to block toxic blue lights that's destroying us, or being around people that are negative, or, you know, we get to decide this life, how we want to live. And so that's why I think it's so, so important for us to really take heed and to look at everything we're doing and asking ourselves, does this promote health? Is this something that a wild human would do, you know? Being inside in an office all day exposed to fake light that's got, you know, 10 times the amount of blue light in it than it does red and purple. You know, being exposed to chemicals in our beds and in our walls and on our paints and, you know, all this stuff. I mean, we have to ask ourselves, how far removed from wild living is what I'm doing right now? And that's the answer to healing. That's really where we get the answers. And also on the spiritual side as well. Because there's reasons why we choose to go through life with the ailments that we have. I believe it's has something to do with our past life and our sacred contracts, like Carolyn Mace talks about in her book, Sacred Contracts. We choose everything we experience. And that's just the way it is. And we can walk away and dance around that and pretend like that doesn't exist, but it's really what it exists. And none of it is bad or wrong. If someone chooses to, if their bodies expire before they should, and that's the what they wanted to experience, then there's nothing wrong with that, you know? There's nothing wrong with that. If someone wants to go through chemotherapy and radiation, there's nothing wrong with that. There just is. It just is what it is. And we get to experience the ramifications, the results of everything that we choose. And so when we take full responsibility and realize that we are a key player, we are the number one player in our health, then that's where I think real healing begins to happen. And so I hope you guys enjoyed that show. That was really fun. I, you know, she's great. And her website, let me just make sure that I have her website correct here. It is breastcancerconqueror.com. Yes, breastcancerconqueror.com. I will put a link to her website on this show page, which is extremehealthradio.com/578. And we'll put links to everything on that page. And we've recently redesigned our homepage. So if you guys haven't checked out our homepage, extremehealthradio.com, make sure to check it out. And if you are watching or listening, I should say, on YouTube, make sure to subscribe to us on the YouTube and get notifications when we go live, because we are now doing our shows live. So if you want to watch the videos and ask a question to the guest, you can do that. So we do our shows live now every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We're going to experiment with that and see if we like it and see if we want to continue with it and see if you guys like it. And if you do and we like it, then we'll do maybe more shows. Might do 5 shows a week. But that involves a significant commitment from us. And so we want to make sure that you guys are into that. So make sure to subscribe to the channel on YouTube if you're watching there. Even if you're not, make sure to go over to extremehealthradio.com/YouTube. Subscribe so that you can get notifications when we do go live. That way you can watch and ask your questions to the guest, and I will do my best to answer handfuls of questions on every show from the chat room there on YouTube. And we're also going to be broadcasting on Facebook as well. That is going to be at our Extreme Health Academy Facebook page. So you can ask a question in either of those two places during the live shows, and I will do my best to ask all of your questions. And we'll get to, you know, hopefully, the majority of them. But that's what we do. So our shows are going to be Monday, Wednesday, Friday for the foreseeable future at 10:45 a.m. Pacific time for roughly about an hour. So if you're at work or if you want to, you know, if you see a show coming up that interests you and you want to ask a question, make sure to watch it live. So, yeah. So thanks guys for joining us. We really appreciate this. This is just an honor to be here doing what we're doing, and just, it's just really, really great. So I really appreciate, you guys being a part of everything we have going on. I wanted to ask you too. I know this is kind of strange and kind of, you know, it's kind of difficult to do because if you have a phone or if you're traveling or in the middle of driving or something like that, it's hard to do this. But if you can go over to our iTunes page, just search for Extreme Health Radio. And I think there's two of them because we used to be on Natural News, but pick the one that has the most shows. That's the one that we're doing now. And if you could rate us, review us, and subscribe to us on iTunes, that would be really amazing. We would greatly appreciate your reviews there. And we're trying to build up our audience and trying to get more people to see the shows. And the way we can do that is through you guys subscribing and rating our show. So we appreciate you guys doing that. Also, for those of you that really enjoy what we do and you want to help support the show, there's a few different ways that I'll tell you how to do that. One is by subscribing to us or donating to us on Patreon. You can do this on Patreon or on iTunes. I'm sorry, not on iTunes, on PayPal. So you can send $1 a month or $2, $5 a month. And if you go to Patreon, that's kind of the preferred way because that way you'll get notifications of all the content that we have there on Patreon. So make sure to go over to Patreon. There's actually a link at extremehealthradio.com right now for Patreon. So on the homepage there, if you scroll down, you'll see it. And I would greatly appreciate that because it takes a lot of work and effort and energy to research, to produce the shows, to get the technology set up and right, and to do all the production work and all that stuff, technology and software and all that stuff to do the show. So I love doing the shows, but if you want to donate and help keep the shows free for everybody, that would be amazing. Another way for you to support is to click on our Amazon link on our homepage before you shop on Amazon, and that will help support the show too. We'll get a little affiliate commission for that, and if you shop on Amazon frequently, think about us. Think about Extreme Health Radio before you do a purchase there on Amazon and click through our link on our homepage, and that would help support the show. That would be great. And I'd just really appreciate that. That would really help because we have twin boys now, and this is my full-time job, and Kate is not working. Kate is working with me now, so we are doing this full-time. And if you like our shows and want us to continue, that's a great way to support us as well. Then the other way is if you are in the market to purchase any health tools or items, we have an awesome store. We're going to be adding so many more products to it very, very soon. And we recently added, we added a couple new products to the store. We added the the Wellness Enterprise Whole House Filter, water filter to the store, as well as the Juve Red Light Therapy that we have. So those two products have been added. We have both of those, and we are very, very particular about the products that we do put in our store. We vet them out very, very thoroughly. So make sure to check out our store if you're into, you know, juicers, rebounders, saunas, blenders, the DHA or the Barf World raw dog food if you have a pet, the Biomat or the Magnetico mattress pad. We have some really cool high-level stuff in our store that you sort of don't, you can't find. You know, even if you go to an alternative health store shopping website, you don't find all of these sort of tools together. So this is kind of an amalgamation of the sort of top products that I've been researching and have known about and used the last few years. So since actually 2003. So if you want to support the show, visit our store regularly. We would appreciate that. And finally, this isn't really a way to support the show, but if you want to sort of take your health to the new levels, if you really want to dial in some of the sort of nagging health challenges, I don't even like to call them diagnoses or give a label to these things. Let's just call them health challenges. They're just a challenge for, you know, for a certain amount of time that's designed to help you get some more clarity in your life. And there's nothing wrong with that. We all have health challenges from time to time. And so we put together an Extreme Health Academy. This is for only those of you that are really sort of, in my opinion, very serious about your health. You want to take your health to new levels. You want to have more energy. You want to have better sleep, better sex drive, better hormones, better digestion. You really want to work at it. This is why we've built the Academy. And the Academy is sort of a labor of love that I've been wanting to do for many, many years. And we partnered with Dr. John Bergman, and we release courses every single month on different systems of the body. So we have a course on cancer, a course on autoimmune disease, a course on hormones, a course on digestion, a course on, I think I mentioned cancer. So we got about 8 or 9 courses now, and we're adding a course every single month. And we also add quick tips videos. We have webinars that we do every single month, live calls, Q&A sessions. I release content in there. We have a great community full of people going back and forth, answering each other's questions and helping each other on their health journey. So this is only for those of you that are serious, and I want to, for those of you that are serious, I want to give you a discount code. This is going to be for 2 weeks, and you can get 14 days free. So if you type in the code EHR14 to extremehealthacademy.com, you'll get access for 2 weeks. So I won't belabor that too much, but that is also how we pay the bills and keep everything free on the radio show that we do, is you know, supporting us on Amazon or Patreon, going to our store and signing up to the Academy. So if you like what we do, you know, support us in one of those four ways. If, you know, you just want to listen, that's totally cool too. That's why we do the show. Because the majority of people are just going to listen, and that's okay. That's exactly what we want. We want more people listening so that they can get empowered and to know that, like Ty Bollinger says, our friend, cancer does not have to be a death sentence. You know, it is possible to heal, and you are powerful, and God is powerful, and you can heal this. So if you have cancer or know anyone that does, specifically breast cancer, make sure to pass this show on to them. Share it with them. Because I want them to know that, you know, we have tools that the medical industry does not. So the medical industry has a couple tools, right? They've got chemotherapy, which is great. That kill that, in my opinion, it's great for killing cells, but unfortunately it kills good cells too. So you radically destroy many different systems of the body, as well as the cancer. But unfortunately, chemotherapy doesn't kill cancer stem cells. So if you think of cancer like, you know, maybe like, I'm trying to think of a good example here. Like, okay, so say you're outside of a bar at night and there's a fight that breaks out and there's two guys fighting, and then there's a group of 10 or 15, 20 other people that are just sort of standing around in a big circle watching these two guys fight, right? So the two guys fighting would be the cancer stem cells. That's the actual origin. That's the actual cancer stem cells. The chemotherapy, what that does is it kills all the people that are standing around watching, and they may be a problem too, but it doesn't kill the actual stem cells. And what happens is the cancer dissolves, the tumor dissolves to a manageable state where they can do a surgery, or it dissolves completely. But what happens is that those two guys that are fighting are still there, but the chemotherapy doesn't get to those guys. And that's why you see the cancer spreading and metastasis. And after a chemotherapy session, these things can spread. And so, but even if that's you, I want you to know that even if that's you, just by knowing this and listening and understanding your own power and understanding the power of God, of you, and of everything, of all the people in your life, like, you can heal. You can heal this. I want to give you hope in this, because nothing is a death sentence. You know, I've heard stories of people coming back given weeks or less to live. And it all comes down to how willing you are. David Wolf always says that the only disease is a closed mind. So are you willing to do things that will potentially heal you? And will you believe that they'll work? We just did a show about urine therapy, drinking your own urine. As crazy as that might sound, listen to the show and you'll understand that it's not that crazy. And cultures from around the world have done it, and you've done it. Because when we're in our mother's amniotic fluid in the sac before we're born, we're bathing in amniotic fluid. And so urine therapy, I mean, that's just an extreme example of, would you be willing to do like a urine fast, fasting on your own urine? One of our guests, Dave Murphy, was on and he talked about how he did that. And you'd be surprised what your body, if we just get out of the way, if we get out of the way, you'd be surprised at what your body's able to do. So I want to give you hope and let you know that there are so many therapies. The medical model only offers basically three things when it comes to cancer: surgery, drugs and chemotherapy, and radiation. Those are the only three things. On the natural side, because they're not regulated, we're not regulated. We can't make any claims because we're not regulated, but it's the list of things that we could do is endless. Are endless. It's unbelievable how many different layers you can go at this. And so that's what's promising to me about the natural side of cancer. There's a guy recently, a friend of our show, Dr. Richard Massey, was telling me once that when I was at his house, he was saying, like, you know, it's incredible because he'll attend all these, you know, natural cancer lectures or conferences and things. And there'll be a panel of, 12 different speakers speaking over the course of a weekend or something. And then after the conference is all over, all the speakers will go back to their hotel room and kind of congregate into one room and talk about what's really going on. They'll share the real secrets and what's really working. And he was saying, kind of joking to me, that like, if the US government, the governments around the world actually wanted to cure cancer, if they just got off of everyone's back and didn't prosecute and allowed natural medicine natural doctors to work with clinical studies and to be able to get things funded and studied and things like that and work together, I mean, all disease could be eradicated, but it's just, unfortunately, that's not the world we live in. So it's up to us to do the research. And we chose to live in this time. And so what a better time than now, when you can go on the Google and to go search and you can find YouTube videos and you can get access to empowering information like this and other podcasts that will give you just that one idea, just that one tip, just something that will help you. And we live in an amazing time. Imagine if this were like 1970 even, or 1960, or 1980, or 1990 for that matter. To get all this information, you would actually have to go to the library and get books. And that would be just crazy, right? Today, we have so much information. Like the old saying goes, in the age of information, ignorance is a choice. It really is. Because you can search anything you want on YouTube, on Google, and other places like that until they change that. Right now, you can search for anything you want and find anything you want and do your own research. And that's what I encourage all of you guys to do. So that's why we do our show. That's why we have the Academy. That's why we, do what we do, is to empower people and give people the tools and information and the insight that they can heal their own bodies and we don't have to outsource to medical doctors. We can actually take control of our own biology and can take control of our own environment and take control of our own mitochondrial health and function and turn this thing around. And that's really what we're about, is empowering people to do that. And, you know, with cancer at such a high rate these days, and people dying left and right at younger and younger ages, it just makes me really, really hyper-focused on getting as much information as I possibly can out there to people. You know, I can't do the work for you. I can't do the research for you. And I can't decide on which model to go after. And then I can't actually do the work itself to do the coffee enemas, to do the colon hydrotherapy sessions, to do the emotional freedom work, to do this spiritual work. I can't do all that for you. But we can share information that is powerful. So one of the things that I've been wanting to say recently is that for those that are listening and know about the recent Monsanto decision that took only, I think, a matter of hours for the jury to decide the culpability of Monsanto and their glyphosate Roundup products causing cancer to this one worker who worked with it for multiple years, coming down with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. This is massive, guys. This is massive. And a lot of people are talking about this as, you know, will we see a change in the industry standards and practices and the level of responsibility for these big, huge companies to take responsibility for their products causing cancers and these types of things. And that, to me, is one side of it. But something that is really, really, I think for me, the most encouraging part of this thing, it's sort of a different take that you probably haven't heard before. One of the most encouraging things about this is not that this guy got $289 million, not that the jury found him guilty, not that the government is going to force Monsanto to pay, none of that. What's really encouraging to me is the speed at which the jury decided. Because it could have gone on for 7, 10, 12, 15 days to decide whether or not Monsanto was guilty. And why did the jury decide like that? Because you can best bet that they really tried to vet out all of the people in the jury, in my opinion, you know, to make sure that this is going to go the way Monsanto wanted it to go. I mean, there's videos of George Bush Sr., American president in 1992 at the Monsanto facilities, joking around about all this kind of stuff that Monsanto's doing. I mean, so Monsanto's in bed with the government. We know that. It's just the way the world works, right? So since that's happening, the speed at which they decided the culpability of Monsanto, that to me is the most interesting and inspiring part of all this, because what that shows me is that all of those people that were on that jury were people that probably also have Facebook accounts, also have Twitter accounts, also have Instagram accounts. And what are they seeing in their feeds? Probably for years leading up to this, you know, memes and videos and images and articles that are written and shared by people that talk about Monsanto. And so that, to me, you know, that cop that pulls you over is on Facebook, has a personal account on Facebook. That judge that you're going to be going up against, or you might potentially face or stand before one day, is on Facebook, is on Instagram, before they become judges, right? And they're influenced by the information that's shared. So what I would encourage you guys to do, I mean, I'd love it if you shared our shows. That would be great. But it's not even about that. It's not about us. It's not about any of that. When you come across information that helps wake people up, it doesn't matter what spectrum or what part of society it's that information is about. It could be about history, could be about politics, could be about where money comes from, could be about science, could be about religion, could be about anything that helps, excuse me, whew, got a little tickle in my throat. Anything that helps wake people up, please share it. Share it, share it, share it, because this is influencing the minds of people. And those people eventually one day might be on a jury, and you might be in the courtroom facing that jury. So this is why I'm really excited about this, is because the people that were on that jury, most likely, I'd guess 99% of them have Facebook accounts and have seen social media posts. So that's how we're going to change the world, people, is for you to share stuff. You know, and like I said, it doesn't have to be Extreme Health Radio. I'd love for you to share our shows, but man, just share anything. share stuff that's going to make people wake up and create the kind of world that you want to live in. Because this is huge. And, you know, over time, more and more people share stuff and you start seeing weird decisions like this. Like, Monsanto should not be guilty for this. If we lived, you know, if we lived in 1980 right now, I bet you anything they would be not guilty. Anything. I think the reason why they were not guilty is because the people are waking up, and they're waking up through social media. So obviously, you know, social media has its own issues and people censoring stuff on there. But man, do what you can to share as much as you possibly can on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, whatever social media platform is sort of the du jour platform. When you're listening to this, just share stuff however you can. And, you know, over time, you know, it might take, you know how it takes, like, they'll say it takes 7 to 10 interactions with a company or business for you to purchase one of their products, something like that. Well, maybe the same is true with social media. Maybe your friends see your stuff, but it might take 10, 15, 20 times for them, for them to see something you post, for them to finally wake up. So not that you have to share stuff all the time, but just every now and then, like, share funny videos and share inspiring stuff and just, you know, different things that you're interested in. But one out of every 10 times, share something empowering. That's what I do. So anyway, sorry for that little rant, but I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Again, if you guys want to support the show, go to our homepage, extremehealthradio.com. There's an area for Patreon. If you like what we do and want to continue to see us do this work, you can donate on a monthly basis, a couple bucks a month. You can do that. That would be amazing, and we would greatly appreciate that. There's the Amazon link. There's the store with all the amazing products that are in our store. And then finally and lastly, this is a chance for you to take control of your health and to learn the foundational principles that are going to change your whole life is the Extreme Health Academy. So let me give you a coupon code for that. Did I give that already? Did I just mention it was a 2-week trial? Did I actually mention the code? I think I did. It's EHR14 at extremehealthacademy.com. That's the academy website, extremehealthacademy.com, EHR14. So anyway, we love you guys so much. You guys are amazing. Let us know if we can ever help you or in any way do anything. We just appreciate you guys and love you guys so much. Feel free to peruse all of our, you know, 580 shows in our archives and just empower yourself. Learn more. Learn how to take care of this spacesuit that we're all living in. So again, thank you. We love you. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode.
No material on this blog is intended to suggest that you should not seek professional medical care. Always work with qualified medical professionals, even if you educate yourself in the field of live food, nutrition, and alternative medicine. I'm not a doctor, nor am I offering readers medical advice of any kind. None of the information offered here should be interpreted as a diagnosis of any disease, nor an attempt to treat or prevent any disease or condition. While information in this blog is discussed in the context of numerous conditions, it can be dangerous to take action based on any information in this blog or to start any health program without first consulting a health professional. The content found here is for informational purposes only and is in no way intended as medical advice, as a substitute for medical counseling, or as a treatment/cure for any disease or health condition, and nor should it be continued as such. Always work with a qualified healthcare professional before making any changes to your diet, prescription drug use, lifestyle, or exercise activities. This information is provided as is, and the reader/viewer assumes all risks from the use, non-use, or misuse of this information.